Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, December 3rd. Well, Sherwin-Williams, America's biggest paint company, just got its comeuppance from a tiny Florida rival and a TikTok-loving college kid. An embarrassing faux pas by Sherwin-Williams is the very example of a culture clash between behind-the-times corporate America and Gen Z creativity. Now, perhaps like millions of us stuck at home, you've been on a painting binge. Come on, admit it. Maybe you've even seen Tony Piloseno's TikTok channel, Tonester Paints. Until recently, the Ohio University business student worked at an Athens, Ohio Sherwin-Williams store, a job he loved. In fact, he's so excited about paint that he started a TikTok channel on which he simply mixes paint, typically with hip-hop music playing in the background. Watching Piloseno mix paint, whether it's a custom gray for a Sherwin-Williams shopper or the viral video in which he tints paint by mixing in real blueberries, has proven to be oddly mesmerizing and incredibly popular. The paint mixing artist has more than 1.2 million TikTok followers. His short videos routinely receive 500,000 likes or even more. In fact, it took Piloseno's Tonester Paints channel virtually no time to go viral. According to BuzzFeed, the sixth video Piloseno ever posted got more than 1 million views. So Piloseno did what any enterprising college senior might do. He whipped up a presentation for Sherwin-Williams' marketing department. With such a huge following, Piloseno figured he could show the $18 billion company a thing or two about using TikTok to attract younger Gen Z shoppers. Alas, his plan backfired. For a while, anyway. Rather than oozing enthusiasm about the million-plus followers Sherwin-Williams could have for free, the company fired him, according to Piloseno. The student told his story on Where Else TikTok. He says Sherwin-Williams' marketing department first ignored him, but later they called the loss prevention department, which accused Piloseno of stealing paint and making the videos on company time. He admitted to making some videos while on the job, but says he purchased the paint he used. No matter. Sherwin-Williams accused him of gross misconduct, including, quote, seriously embarrassing the company or its products, Ad Age reported. One could easily argue that Sherwin-Williams has its marketing covered and doesn't need any rogue creatives on its payroll. The paint giant suffered a bit during the early pandemic lockdowns, but since then has surged, with home sales, renovations, and DIY decorating projects on the upswing. We all seem to be buying paint, you know, along with flour, booze, and toilet paper, the Today Show points out. That's pushed Sherwin-Williams' sales up about 5%. The company's also persuading more and more customers to purchase premium paints. As a result, profits soared 21% in the third quarter, according to The Motley Fool. But this sort of publicity, well, that's not something any company would want. News of Piloseno's firing elicited disdain on social media. On Twitter, one observer said some not-so-nice things about the presumed age of the marketing department staffers, hello, baby boomers, and added that they, quote, missed out on a cutting-edge marketing campaign for your products. That's why Behr Paint and Kelly Moore Paint are going to outsell y'all, close quote. An industry publication, Ad Age, quoted PR executive Andrew Cross of agency Walker Sands. Cross said Sherwin-Williams sent a signal as loud as it was unintentional that employees who do what they're told are more valuable than employees who think outside the box. Ouch. Cross added that the company had, quote, stifled ingenuity. Sherwin-Williams' rivals are the biggest beneficiaries of the outrage, and they were quick to take advantage of an opportunity lost. Piloseno says he received job offers from Behr, Benjamin Moore, and other major paint brands. But he chose a role with regional chain Florida Paints. The Ohio University senior plans to finish his studies online, provided he's not too busy establishing what will be his very own custom line of paint colors. Oh, and keeping that TikTok channel up featuring colors only from Florida Paints. Pilosano's story is now a marketing fable, sure to be repeated in entrepreneurship classes at business schools everywhere, and perhaps quickly forgotten on purpose in the boardroom at Sherwin-Williams. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus and the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.